Unit 3. Between Cultures. Taboos. 2. A Can of Worms. Taboos in America. Listen to a dialogue about communication taboos in America and do the exercises.
Professor, do you know anything about American taboos?
Age. Yes, age is a very sensitive subject to many Americans, especially to women over the age of 30.
How would a woman respond if I asked her, how old are you exactly?
That's the last thing they want to be asked. It may result in replies like, how old do you think I am?
If I'm dying to know someone's age?
You take 10 years off the age they look. I'm sure you'll get a big smile from that person who will say, well, I'm already 38. Can you believe it?
What else do Americans mind?
Weight. You'd better not ask how much they weigh, even if they are thin.
But what if I have to bring up this subject?
It's always safe to say, hey, you look great. Very healthy. Never say someone is fat.
Wow, those Americans. It's difficult to avoid landmines.
So be sensible, watch your step, and try not to open a can of worms.
Professor, do you know anything about American taboos?
Age. Yes, age is a very sensitive subject to many Americans, especially to women over the age of 30.
How would a woman respond if I asked her, how old are you exactly?
That's the last thing they want to be asked. It may result in replies like, how old do you think I am?
If I'm dying to know someone's age?
You take 10 years off the age they look. I'm sure you'll get a big smile from that person who will say, well, I'm already 38. Can you believe it?
What else do Americans mind?
Weight. You'd better not ask how much they weigh, even if they are thin.
But what if I have to bring up this subject?
It's always safe to say, hey, you look great. Very healthy. Never say someone is fat.
Wow, those Americans. It's difficult to avoid landmines.
So be sensible, watch your step, and try not to open a can of worms.
3. A rude parrot. Listen to a story. Complete each of the statements with its ending from the box.
A rude parrot. Jimmy received a parrot for his birthday. The parrot was fully grown, with a bad attitude and worse vocabulary. Jimmy tried hard to change the bird's attitude by often saying polite words, playing soft music, anything he could think of to clean up the bird's vocabulary. Nothing worked. Fed up with the bird, Jimmy yelled at it, and the bird got worse. He shook the bird, and the bird got angrier and ruder. Finally, Jimmy put it in the freezer. For a few moments, he heard the bird kicking and screaming. Then, suddenly, there was quiet. Not a sound for half a minute. Fearing that he might have hurt the bird, Jimmy quickly opened the freezer door. The parrot calmly stepped out onto Jimmy's arm and said, I believe I may have offended you with my rude language and behavior. I'm sincerely regretful for my bad manners and will try at once to correct my rude behavior. Jimmy was surprised at the change in the bird's attitude and was about to ask what had changed him, and the parrot continued, May I ask what the chicken did? Jimmy received a parrot for his birthday. The parrot was fully grown, with a bad attitude and worse vocabulary. Jimmy tried hard to change the bird's attitude by often saying polite words, playing soft music, anything he could think of to clean up the bird's vocabulary. Nothing worked. Fed up with the bird, Jimmy yelled at it, and the bird got worse. He shook the bird, and the bird got angrier and ruder. Finally, Jimmy put it in the freezer. For a few moments, he heard the bird kicking and screaming. Then, suddenly, there was quiet. not a sound for half a minute. Fearing that he might have hurt the bird, Jimmy quickly opened the freezer door. The parrot calmly stepped out onto Jimmy's arm and said, "I believe I may have offended you with my rude language and behavior. I'm sincerely regretful for my bad manners and will try at once to correct my rude behavior." Jimmy was surprised at the change in the bird's attitude and was about to ask what had changed him, and the parrot continued, "May I ask what the chicken did?" 5. American Management. Read the passage and do the exercises.
Cross-cultural differences are often worth paying attention to. They include the dress code for appointments, the manner in which we introduce ourselves and greet others, expressing thanks to the hosts, as well as proper etiquette for the presentation of gifts and corporate management. The American and Japanese companies located in an industrial park decided to engage in a boat race. Both teams practice hard and long to reach their peak performance. On the big day, they felt ready. The Japanese won by a mile. The American team was discouraged by the loss. Morale sank low. Corporate management decided that the reason for the crushing defeat had to be found. So, a consulting firm was hired to investigate the problem and recommend corrective actions. The consultant's finding: the Japanese team had 8 people rowing and 1 person directing. The American team had 1 person rowing and 8 people directing. After a year of study and millions spent analyzing the problem, the consulting firm concluded that too many people were directing and not enough were rowing on the American team. So as race day neared again the following year, the American team management structure was completely reorganized. The new structure: 4 directing managers, 4 area directing managers, and a new performance review system for the person rowing the boat. The next year, the Japanese won by 2 miles. Insulted, the American company laid off the rower for poor performance and gave the managers a bonus for discovering the problem.
7. Read me. Read the following proverbs. A cracked bell can never sound well.
A little pot is soon hot.
Diamond cuts diamond.
Don't put the cart before the horse.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Silence is golden.
Speak of the devil and he will appear.
Nobody's enemy but his own.
Euphemisms. 2. Our little aunt. Leslie's talking with her colleague, Su Wei, at Su Wei's home. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements agree with the information given in the dialogue.
Hey, Su Wei, who is this girl? I've never seen her before.
Oh, she is a new member of our family, our little aunt. Xiao Aiyi.
Little aunt? A new member? But you don't look like relatives. I'm confused.
Little aunt means Bao Mu in Chinese.
Bao Mu? Housekeeper?
Well, sort of. Sometimes it means nanny or cleaning lady too.
Why? A housekeeper is a housekeeper, and a nanny is a nanny. Why do you call her little aunt? So confusing.
That's a euphemism for housekeeper in Chinese. Calling her little aunt avoids embarrassment. What's more, this term makes the girl feel comfortable.
Hey, Su Wei, who is this girl? I've never seen her before.
Oh, she is a new member of our family, our little aunt. Xiao Aiyi.
Little aunt? A new member? But you don't look like relatives. I'm confused.
Little aunt means Bao Mu in Chinese.
Bao Mu? Housekeeper?
Well, sort of. Sometimes it means nanny or cleaning lady too.
Why? A housekeeper is a housekeeper, and a nanny is a nanny. Why do you call her little aunt? So confusing.
That's a euphemism for housekeeper in Chinese. Calling her little aunt avoids embarrassment. What's more, this term makes the girl feel comfortable.
3. Talking in a euphemistic way. Read and listen to the dialogue between Andrew and Julia. Complete the table with no more than 3 words for each answer.
What's up, Julia? You look pale today.
I stayed up last night watching a soccer game, and I'm feeling under the weather.
How come? What are you busy with these days?
None. In fact, I'm on unemployment benefits. What are you up to lately, Andrew?
My company is downsizing. Luckily, I was not fired, but there is an across-the-board drop in pay.
It seems that business is bad everywhere.
Not in the clothes stores.
What happened?
I went to a cheap clothes store yesterday. I saw crowds of people there.
That's it. Many people have lost their jobs and can't afford good clothes.
Hard times now. Did you know that the New York railway workers took industrial action on Friday?
Yes, they went on strike for a pay raise.
And so did the sanitary engineers.
I hope things will get better soon. I need a job.
What's up, Julia? You look pale today.
I stayed up last night watching a soccer game, and I'm feeling under the weather.
How come? What are you busy with these days?
None. In fact, I'm on unemployment benefits. What are you up to lately, Andrew?
My company is downsizing. Luckily, I was not fired, but there is an across-the-board drop in pay.
It seems that business is bad everywhere.
Not in the clothes stores.
What happened?
I went to a cheap clothes store yesterday. I saw crowds of people there.
That's it. Many people have lost their jobs and can't afford good clothes.
Hard times now. Did you know that the New York railway workers took industrial action on Friday?
Yes, they went on strike for a pay raise.
And so did the sanitary engineers.
I hope things will get better soon. I need a job. 5. Cross-cultural advertising gaffes. Read the passage and do the exercises.
Many of you may have heard of these infamous errors made by multinational corporations when translating brands or slogans abroad. When Kentucky Fried Chicken entered the Chinese market, to their horror, they discovered that their slogan, "Finger Licking Good," came out as "Eat Your Fingers Off." Soft drink makers have problems. In Italy, a sales plan for tonic water translated the name into the much less thirst-satisfying toilet water. Sometimes it's one word of a slogan that changes the whole meaning. When Parker Pen marketed a ballpoint pen in Mexico, its ads were supposed to say, "It won't leak in your pocket and embarrass you." However, the company mistakenly thought the Spanish word embarazada meant embarrassed. Instead, the ad said, "It won't leak in your pocket and make you pregnant." The American slogan for Salem cigarettes, "Salem, feeling free," got translated in the Japanese market into, "When smoking Salem, you feel so refreshed that your mind seems to be free and empty." General Motors had a perplexing problem when they introduced the Chevy Nova in South America. Despite their best efforts, they weren't selling many cars. They finally realized that in Spanish, Nova means "it won't go." Sales improved dramatically after the car was renamed the Caribe, the Caribbean Sea. When Braniff translated an advertisement for its upholstery, "Fly in Leather," it came out in Spanish as "Fly Naked." Clairol introduced the Mist Stick, a curling iron, into Germany, only to find out that mist means manure. An American t-shirt maker in Miami printed shirts for the Spanish market, which promoted the Pope's visit. Instead of "I saw the Pope," "El Papa," the shirts read, "I saw the potato," "La Papa."
Vocabulary. New words.
Taboo.
Proper.
Opposite.
Impolite.
Professor.
Sensitive.
Subject.
Especially.
Exactly.
Landmine.
Sensible.
Worm.
Yell.
Freezer.
Attitude.
Scream.
Calmly.
Offend.
Regretful.
Host.
Blunder.
Entertain.
Cheese.
Spit.
Extremely.
Ugly.
Actually.
Circle.
Triangle.
Ancient.
Bind.
Officially.
Forbid.
Golden.
Code.
Appointment.
Express.
Etiquette.
Presentation.
Industrial.
Performance.
Discourage.
Morale.
Sink.
Crushing.
Defeat.
Consult.
Investigate.
Recommend.
Consultant.
Row.
Direct.
Analyze.
Conclude.
Structure.
Review.
System.
Insult.
Bonus.
Convince.
Euphemism.
Lavatory.
Retire.
Pregnant.
Colleague.
Confuse.
Housekeeper.
Nanny.
Comfortable.
Soccer.
Unemployment.
Benefit.
Lately.
Downsize.
Across the board.
Sanitary.
Engineer.
Argument.
Disadvantaged.
Emotional.
Gaffe.
Infamous.
Multinational.
Translate.
Brand.
Slogan.
Lick.
Satisfy.
Toilet.
Ballpoint.
Suppose.
Leak.
Cigarette.
Motor.
Perplex.
Dramatically.
Upholstery.
Naked.
Mist.
Curl.
Manure.
Print.
Promote.
Proper nouns.
Wisconsin.
Singapore.
Andrew.
Julia.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. KFC.
Parker Pen.
Mexico.
Salem.
General Motors.
Chevy Nova.
Braniff.
Clairol.
Germany.
Miami.